associating with sinners and notorious people. So Jesus used three stories, didn't he? Do you remember the first one? It wasn't Ark to the Future. It was the lost sheep. The second one was the lost coin. And here we have the lost son. So he used a trilogy to get the message across. And what was that message? He was teaching really to these people the why question. The why did Jesus come to earth? And why did he come to earth? The answer's on the board. He came to find the lost. To find the lost. And what joy when people come back to him. The why question. Friends, every translation of the Bible that I've noticed, when we read that parable in the Bible, it has the title, The Lost Son or The Prodigal Son. And that's great because it's part of a trilogy. It fits the theme, lost sheep, lost coin, lost son. But you know, if we read the story like we have this morning, we find out that the son's a bit of a dropkick, isn't he? A bit of a rebel. And we can find out a lot about his attitude and a lot about what he did and how he eventually came to his senses and came back. But you know, if we read the story, we can find out a lot about the Father himself. That's what I want to spend some time on this morning. Let's turn our attention to the Father. Now, I've got prizes, so stay with me. What are some of the qualities? We all know about the Son, but what are the qualities of the Father? Forgiveness. How many, she says. Isn't that great? I love it. You can have two because you're so smart. Sorry? Compassionate. That's great. You can have two as well. If you don't want them, just give them to me later. That's fine. Love. Anything for chocolate. Love. Patience. That's great. Oh, the band's on fire over here. I thought the band doesn't listen to the sermons. Is that right, sir?
Normally they don't.
Normally they don't. Oh, okay. That's not very nice. So the secret is bring a box of favourites. There is a lot of things about the Father that we can find out. And I thought on Father's Day, we talk about a father. What do you reckon? Hey, that fits a theme as well. So I'm going to, I still want your involvement, so stay with me. Let's look at some of the verses. And I've just picked out some of the qualities that I think this Father has. First verse is verse 12. Who would like to read that for a prize? Okay. Captain Lindley, here we go. Verse 12. Very good. In fact, you can be in charge of them if you don't mind. So the next slide will say that this verse, I think, says self-control. This wonderful story, some people say this is the best story ever told, and it must be up there. When Jesus told this story, the people who were listening would have heard that this was a heartless request from the son, wasn't it? He's basically saying to his dad, look, you're going to die anyway, so can I have the money now so I can go off and have a good time? It was an insult, and yet the father showed great self-control. There was no argument from the dad. What's the next verse? Someone else other than Captain Lindley. She's hijacked them over here, so I'll have to reward you later. Thank you. Oh, next one. I think this verse is talking about graciousness. The son was graciously given freedom. The father knew he wanted to do something, and so instead of building up a guilt trip and saying, "Son, there's lots of things to do around this place." He wanted to let him go because there was no other alternative. It was like the father knew the saying. You know the saying, if you love something, let it go? The father was saying, "I'm going to be gracious enough just to let you go without argument." Verse 14 is our next verse. Who's going to read that? No! Sorry, there's a lady who booked her spot before. Oh! Okay. Yeah, chocolate. Lindley, can you give a chocolate over here? What are you doing? How many are you taking? There might not be any left. I'm sorry, there's chips there. In this verse, friends, I think the word is patience. Mainly because I am sure the father would have known what his son was up to. I am sure the grapevine of those days would have got message to him that your boy's not being a very good boy. And the temptation would have been, because he was a wealthy man, the temptation would have been to form a posse. You know, get some of his hired hands and let's get on the horses and let's go into town and drag this little brat back to home. Don't you reckon? I think a lot of men as fathers would have that temptation. And yet this father showed patience. Verse 17. Scott Allen. Sorry, interrupt to me. So I think the quality of this father in this story on this Father's Day is wisdom. Letting the son find himself was the only way the son would find healing and wholeness in his own life. It's sort of like interrupting the grub becoming the butterfly. You can't do it, you've just got to let it happen. So there's great wisdom in that. William Barclay suggested Jesus believed the only time a man was truly himself was when he was on his way home. The only time a man is truly himself is when he is on his way home. Verse 20. Someone to read it out loud. This is 20a. Yeah. The word I've got here, the quality I've got here is optimistic. The definition of optimism is a disposition to expect the most favourable outcome in spite of the current situation. A disposition to expect the most favourable outcome in spite of the current situation. I think this father was optimistic. I believe the father... Can we go back to the verse, please? His father saw him coming while he was still away off. He was waiting and watching, wasn't he? He was optimistic. The father hopefully watched and prayerfully waited. Verse 20b. Yeah, this is a great scene, isn't it, eh? That beautiful... Who painted that wonderful picture? I forget. The prodigal son. Was it Rembrandt? You must have Google it this afternoon and have a look at it. It's a magnificent picture. The son received an arms wide open welcome, didn't he? He embraced him and kissed him. The joy and the love, the generous love we see in this encounter. And the son found forgiveness without a discussion of punishment. You're home. I'm happy. There was no counter accusation. What have you been up to? There was just acceptance. Abraham Lincoln apparently has been quoted in saying this. When asked, "What are you going to do with the rebellious soldiers and rebellious generals and officers when they come back from the South and join the Union again?" And this great president, a wise president, said, I will treat them as if they had never been away. No counter accusations, no rubbing your nose in it. You're accepted. Verse 24. Yeah, that's in the Bible. Party is in the Bible. Eh? That's why we're having chocolates, you know? This is a Salvation Army party. Oh, we're having chocolates and chips. This father had an affiliation with celebration. Apparently in that culture, the robe meant a great deal. And I forget what it meant right now, but so I'll go over to my notes. It meant honour. The robe meant honour. So the father was putting honour back on his son. The ring meant authority. He had his father's authority for the ring he gave him. The shoes he gave him meant that he belonged to the family. He wasn't a servant. He belonged to the family. And the party was all about the joy he had in seeing his son home. What a great occasion that must have been. One more verse we're going to look at. One more quality. Verse 31. Yeah, even to the son that was spiteful and jealous of this great celebration that was going on, you know, oh, I've been doing all the hard work. The father had something affirming to say. I would call that affirmation. To his self-righteous, unsympathetic older son, the father offers a different perspective. The eldest son could only see envy and bitterness, but the father helped him see another way of looking at this whole occasion. He encouraged the older brother to look at his sibling and to see how happy his dad was because he's come home. So friends, that's the story. There's some of the qualities that I think we can see in this good father story. It's a father with a couple of dropkick sons, weren't they? You know, they both had their dramas, they both had their issues. But the father, in spite of this dysfunctional family, he held it all together. He held this family together. And he does his best to show godly qualities to his family. Godly qualities. What qualities do we see? Let's remind ourselves of them. Self-control, grace, patience, wisdom, optimism, love, compassion, affirmation, and affiliation with celebration. And I think we could add forgiveness into that too, couldn't we? I don't know about you, but I want to be a dad like that. I want to be a father like that. And I can look back over my fatherhood and I can tell you I failed. Probably on all of those counts. Didn't an opportunity for celebration, didn't grab that. Didn't affirm the kids enough. Bit pessimism about what the decision they've made. You don't have to be a father to look at this list. You can be anyone. These are godly qualities. I said to my son at his reception, here's a son that I want to be like. You know, I want to be like him. Because in his family, he has showed wonderful qualities that I don't think I did. So I celebrate the fact that he's raising the standard even higher. Friends, whether or not we have children or whether or not we have a dysfunctional family or bad memories of our dad or we're struggling as a dad or we're having troubles being a dad, these qualities are such a powerful list of what we can take in, what we can become, so that God can use us in our families and in this world. Do you agree with that? Self-control, grace, patience, wisdom, optimism, love, compassion, affirmation, and affiliation with celebration. Go through the list. Just see, where's your strength? Where's your growth area? What can I do today better? In this trilogy of stories that Jesus used, and in particular this one, the lost son, Jesus is explaining the why question. Why did Jesus come to earth? He came to find the lost. But in this story, we find something else. In this parable of the loving son, we see these qualities. Amazing qualities. And the amazing thing is that I believe Jesus wasn't just telling this story as a message. He was describing his father. And we believe describing himself. He is a God who is self-controlled, slow to anger. He is gracious. God is patient. He is wisdom. He is optimistic. Where there's life, there's hope. He is a loving father. He is a compassionate father. He affirms us. And he loves to party. He is a good God. So we know about God, friends. How about we put ourselves in the story now? Put yourself in this story. Who are you? Are you the son who decides to have a good time and blow all the money? Are you the father waiting? Are you the older son in this story? And whereabouts in the timeline do you place yourself as well? Are there relationships with family members that need healing today in your family, just like we saw in this story? Is that a reality for you? Are you in that rebellious season of your life, feeding pigs, as it were? You're hitting rock bottom. Don't know where to turn. Are you pointing the finger at people who don't deserve forgiveness? Have you found yourself doing that lately? They don't deserve that. Are you waiting for someone to return? A friend or a family member? Are you waiting and praying for their return? Today you might be celebrating a homecoming. And I hope today the fathers will celebrate their families. This story is about a God who not only has love, but is love. He is the source of love. He is the source of compassion. He is the source of optimism and grace and wisdom. So friends, I would encourage you today to let your Father, your Heavenly Father, heal you of all that is hurting you today, that to fix whatever's broken. Let him help you finish what is incomplete in your life. He is a God of celebration. He loves it when his children come home. We're going to sing a song, and I've picked it mainly because it has a few really appropriate phrases. Before the world began, you were on his mind. Before the world began, you were on his mind. And every tear you cry is precious in his eyes. Because of his great love, he gave his only son. Everything was done so you would come. Come to the Father, just like the prodigal, just like the lost son. Come to the Father, though your gift is small. Broken hearts, broken lives, he will take them all. The power of the word, the power of his blood, everything was done so you would come. Friends, this is what we call reflection and response. I'm hoping that God has spoken to you using my frail human words. And I pray that you will reflect on those words and hear his voice and respond as he has asked you today.